Well, hello, Haunters. How is your 2021 planning going? Coming up on today's show, we get another haunt postmortem from Maximus. He's talking with the team over at Darkview about what they did to adjust their trail and a little bit about what their plans are for 2021. Just a reminder, registration is now open for HauntCon and registration is free. Since HauntCon is virtual this year, there is no reason for you not to attend or at least to register and get access to some of the amazing on-demand education. Go over to HauntCon.com to register right now. Next week is our countdown to HauntCon, and we're going to be previewing a lot of the education and vendors that HauntCon has lined up, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, enjoy Max's conversation with the team over at Darkview.
Hey everyone, Maximus here with another post-mortem interview. Today, we're going to be talking with Darkview, and they are all the way out there in East Ohio, but totally worth the trip. And here with me today is Tiffany. Who else did you bring with you?
Well, I have my husband, Buster, who is the brains of the operation and who got us all into this
mess.
And we also have Jed, who is our main man for lighting and animatronics and props and basically anything we need.
I personally experienced this haunt and I loved it. And I, you know, was able to get some beautiful merch while I was there. For those that may not be familiar with Darkview, why don't you introduce it a little bit?
It's near Steubenville, just south of Youngstown, just north of Wheeling. Or just slightly west of Pittsburgh.
This was our sixth year here.
We've been haunting
since high school. We started with fundraisers.
20 years now. Jed, he's been haunting elsewhere. He was back at the early days of, like, I think you were at Hunter Acre Manor back when it was Phantoms in the Park, Jed.
Yes, I was.
And then
at Scream Asylum.
Oh, okay.
And then I did a couple haunted houses in Weirton, West Virginia.
This is just a small part of our production crew. We have a production crew of very talented individuals, artists, carpenters, craftsmen of all types that really bring the show together every year. We pretty much tear down and start all over every year. Being that it's outside, it gives us all kind of opportunity to expand and grow. At the same time, we're left up to Mother Nature. So we're constantly battling her, whether it's the weather or the ever-changing elements outside sometimes is very overwhelming, but in the end, it's very rewarding, I'd say.
Prior to coming here, we actually had the Goucher Haunted Hotel that was in downtown Toronto, and it was in a historic building that was like 150 years old, and we were trying to repair the roof, and it ended up catching fire and got condemned, and that's how we ended up out here in the woods. So it was a very different transition from us going from an all indoor haunt where we could build on what we've built the year prior and just change some main scenes versus being everything outdoors. You have to change the whole thing almost 100% because of the weather. So it was a big transition.
Where do you get your actors from?
Most of our actors we've had from the very beginning, from when we started the Goucher. They have been with us from the very beginning and they actually still are with us. But now, since we've known them for so long, we have even second generation actors coming back. So we have a lot of family units involved. We have one entire family that, you know, the grandpa works in the parking lot and the mom is a makeup artist and manager and all of the daughters are in the haunt and the father's one of our main characters and the brother is our cop and we have, you know, entire family units that come out and help us and work. And Jed's dad came with us this year. He was one of our newbies this year. He got drug into it and got introduced to us pretty quickly. And, you know, when it turns into Hell Week, he got to see everybody's true colors real fast.
The theme of the year was COVID-19 and how it would impact the haunted houses and everything. So what were some changes that you all had to make for this year?
I would say everything changed for us this year. Everything from the queue line to when you exit the haunt, everything had to really been thoroughly thought through. We had an extensive plan that was submitted in the health department, and we followed those rules as close to a T as possible. Mm-hmm. People that have been here before, I think they understood that it was going to be different. And I think they accepted that. I think people everywhere has just accepted that things aren't like they used to be right now.
They were just happy to have a place to get out of the house and go to that they felt was still safe.
I mean, obviously throughput was changed drastically. The actors had a lot of work to do to try to figure out how to haunt safely.
Yeah. Well, let me give my first actor shout out, because you talked about how the actors had to change what they were doing. This guy had a chainsaw, and it was right before I had to go up back. I had to turn left and go up the hill. So whoever had the chainsaw right there, right before I made the turn to go up the hill, did fantastic, because he came at me and he stayed 6 feet away. He didn't even have to get near me, and he got the scare, because all of a sudden it's like, oh, he's running at me, and he was coming with full force. So shout out to that guy, because he got me, and he did it while social distancing. So great job to him. So that's my first actor shout out for tonight. As far as the lighting, how was it setting up this year?
It was different. A lot more things to think about than you normally had to.
With
that scenario.
The thing about the lighting that people don't think about is that we're climbing those trees and we're going 30 to 40 feet in these trees at 10, 11, 12, 2 o'clock in the morning so that we can
focus. You have to do it in the dark.
Yeah, so you can focus the lights in. And it's not so scary then, because you can't see how far the ground is away. There's one good thing about it, but that's what some people don't realize. People don't realize all the little things that you have to do to make things look right.
Yeah, now that I think back on it, those light fixtures were pretty high up. But at the same time, like, I remember I'm in a scene, and I forget the guy I met who kind of like runs the whole trail, or like owns it and has a brother out there. He was with a cane, and he was giving us a lowdown. And I'm looking down the trail and everything, because, you know, you just want to see farther down the line. And then there's an actor right there that just gets you, because I'm distracted by the lighting, because I'm looking like way ahead, trying to figure out what's coming next. Cause I don't know where I'm at. But it was fantastic. Like, I loved it. It was just a beautiful scene to see overall. I appreciate fully what you guys got going on there. And I think that it's something that everybody needs to, you know, go and check out. So the actors did really well adjusting to it. Was there any other kind of adjustments?
You know, the typical COVID guidelines of, you know, taking everybody's temperatures, and we made sure that we got everybody, you know, dark view gaiters that could be turned around and be all black. And then, of course, when they forgot those or didn't wash those, we had to have backups and make sure that nobody was sharing. And the people who came together sat together, and we tried to socially distance them as much as we possibly could. And it worked out really well. Some of the things we may keep in place for next year, because, you know, every haunt, I think, knows what the haunt ick is halfway through the season, when everybody gets the flu or sinus infections or whatever. But we didn't run into that this year. We didn't have any report offs due to sickness whatsoever. Nobody had the ick. So whatever measures we put in place seemed to work, not only due to COVID, but to what other viruses were hanging around. Really, the only report offs that we had was due to maybe babysitting due to COVID. But other than that, that's really all we had.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Was there any like mid-season adjustments that you had to make a mid-season adjust for?
I think just due to the fact that we had to send in such an extensive plan that we ended up having 3 or 4 variations to it, and they would be based on what level our county would be on. So we had to keep a you know, close eye on the numbers of COVID to know what plan will be in place. The movie screen that you may have seen in the parking lot, we originally put that up in case we were at a higher level, so that if we needed to socially distance people in the parking lot and only bring them in one group at a time, that we had the capability to do that and still entertain them so that they weren't just sitting in their car. But ultimately, we were able to do the time ticketing, and ended up working pretty well for us this year. The timing and the throughput was a little bit of a struggle at the beginning, because we're used to combining groups and putting through bigger groups, whereas if only 2 or 3 people came, they had to go by themselves. So that was a little bit of a learning curve for us, but fortunately our actors are very good at traffic controlling and narrative. So they were able to hold them and let them go quicker whenever they needed to. So they really stepped it up and helped us in that this year.
I think two scares stood out very heavily in Darkview. The chainsaw guy got me pretty heavy. A statue scare was the kid that was sitting on the stage in front of the Pumpkin Man. That's my second actor shout out. I'm looking at this Pumpkin Man, and whoever's operating the Pumpkin Man is pretty cool. And I'm looking at him, and I'm just in awe of it. And this kid just takes the distraction because I didn't think he was real. He comes to life and oh my goodness. And Lisa, the lady I brought with me, also works at a haunt with me, is she was just laughing so hard at how much that kid got me. So that was pretty awesome.
Great to hear, because both of those actors, Joey Layton and Christopher Welling, they're both second generation haunters with us. So their dad, El Cid, that you were talking about, that's one of their dads. And the farmer that you met right before that scene is his dad. That family unit works that corner of the haunt. So those are, and actually the statue scare, it was his very first year haunting ever. So wow. He'll be very excited to hear that.
Big shout out to that kid. Well done. Yeah. And you mentioned El Cid. El Cid's going to be my third because honestly, like I keep talking about how well this trail was lit. El Cid wasn't even hiding. That was the amazing thing. He was just there, but it was just dark enough to where I didn't see him. And then all of a sudden, there he is. And I'm like, oh, so that was another time Lisa got a pretty good laugh because, yeah. I mean, it's amazing to me that how distracted I get, and a person can really blend themselves in a lot of great ways. And I think El Cid did a fantastic job at that. Do you have anything going off in the off season besides building?
We do want to add some events, not necessarily just haunting events. We do have the paintball. We have the paintball gallery. We're thinking to open the woods for more of that. Some more music events, things of that type. So yeah, we hope to build on what we're doing right now. And at least do a couple events through the summer. Christmas has been talked about many times, but the weather, it just never cooperates this time of year.
Our actors are all part of a 501c3 that they created this year that Jed's actually one of the heads of. So we're hoping to possibly expand that so that they can act more year-round, possibly into like dinner theaters or something along those lines, and maybe incorporate that into our acreage that we have here. So a lot of possibilities that we're thinking of. So we'll see.
Yeah, definitely. So if people want to find out more about Darkview, where can they go to learn more?
It's darkviewhaunt.com. And then we're also on Facebook.
Well, Tiffany, Buster, Jed, thank you so much for talking with me. It sounded like it was a fantastic season, and I really look forward to hearing about all these changes that will be happening for 2021.
And that is it for today. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip, and this was your Haunt News Briefing. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you catch our shows every Tuesday and Thursday. And if you like this episode, please leave us a review in iTunes and share this episode with a friend. Today's episode was sponsored in part by Gantam Lighting and Controls. It was produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with post-production and editing by David Swope, and music provided by Chris Thomas. And if you want to be part of the conversation, join our Facebook group at Haunters Toolbox. If you have news or a story to report, drop me a line at philip@hauntedattractionnetwork.com. And until next time, everyone, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network.